So, yeah, it is impossible. For us even to dream of, if it is possible for the grace, by the grace of Mahaprabhu and the Krishna and the gopis there, what more we can expect for our prospect? Mahaprabhu says, don't bother with yourself with inquiry, knowledge, or to become master of the, as in the present scientific civilization, that you want everything under your control. The whole, you must come under your control. You will be the biggest controller. That is Karmi, and the Jnani, who wants to know every corner, nook and corner, where it is, what I have. No necessity of that, no charm for that, but only heartful service of the most loving Lord. That is what is called prayer. So Mahaprabhu represents the Karmi, the Jnani, and Jnansunya-bhakti, Jnansunya-bhakti. That is peculiar, Jnansunya. No question, no doubt. To remove the doubt, the knowledge is necessary to remove the doubt. But doubt is an enemy to the straight service. They should be left outside. Faith. Faith should guide us. Faith should guide us. All protected. Under the protection of the faith we shall live in the most. Optimistic. It is optimistic. Knowledge is suspicious. Knowledge is suspicious. Apprehension. Skepticism. Background is skepticism, knowledge. Faith is natural. Knowledge is indirect. Faith is direct. Knowledge, inquiry is indirect. Negative sign. Not faith. Negative side of faith is knowledge. Wants to verify the faith. To verify, verification of the faith. They don't like. They want to be born and die in faith, in the area of faith. A faith. A gentleman never deceives anyone. They won't like to live in the lane of skepticism. Doubts and inquiry and satisfaction, all this calculation. The normal tendency in faith, the normal tendency is not to deceive anyone. In that land we want to live in. In dream also, deception is impossible. Can't enter into that area. Deception, verification, knowing, inquiry, all those things. Everything automatic. That way we want to live. Gansuna bhakti. Sraddha. Sraddha rati bhakti anukramishyati. That is the real good, lives in that quarter. He does not allow himself to be a victim of your doubt and inquiry and skepticism. He does not want. He does not like that he will be hold a position to you of your skepticism, whether I am or whether I am not, he will be deceived, all this. this poverty. This poverty of heart.
I wrote an article hearing from me, and that was how it is. I published in Back to Godhead. Mm. And that was again, what was published in Back to Godhead was again published in our Gaudiya Darshan, the last piece. Govinda Maharaj?
Yes.
Say, is it the last piece that was of Govinda Maharaj put ahead for him?
Mm-hmm.
The article that কোন খামে আছে সেটা হচ্ছে স্বামী নামার কাছে শুনে বুঝেছে বুঝতে ভেঙ না চাকরি দিয়েছে গোল হই গোল গোল হই গোল এক কপি ওর কাছে দিতে পারে ওটা দুটো ইস্যুতে বোধ হয় রাজ হয়েছিল না একটা দুটোতে হয়েছিল আমি তো প্রায় দশটা বাজে চলল এটাকে যেতে হবে এগারোটার জন্য যা কিন্তু অনুকম্প করে দিয়ে চলে যাবে আমাদের বেহালুর এখন কত বাজলো টেন
টোয়েন্টি
টু টেন ওই জন্য এগারোটার জন্য কখন এখান থেকে স্টার্ট করতে হবে তাহলে দশটা বাজবে উনি এখান থেকে গিয়ে যে হয় অনেক গল্প করবেন হ্যাঁ
বলে দেন দীঘাংশ
Maharaj, you said something yesterday about Gyan Mishra Bhakti. So one devotee told me that Prahlad Maharaj, he is a Gyan Mishra Bhakta. But we thought from reading Bhagavatam that he is pure devotee.
No, he is Shuddha Bhakta, Prahlad. In Vyad Bhagavatam, we find that in the course of the realization of Shuddha Bhakti, a devotee is visiting different places. First, Karma Mishra Bhakti in Allahabad, a Brahmin, manage man. In the occasion of Kumbh Mela, in arranged for services of the different types of sadhus, then yajna, and finally with sankirtan he finished his function there. And the devotee began his life there. He saw the mainly karmakanda, but sadhu seva, and ultimately the finishing touch with Naam Sankirtan. Approached the gentleman, he was very fortunate, he was doing such and such things. Utilization of your money and your caste, engaged in such holy engagement, very fortunate you are. And then he told me, what I am doing, this is nothing. We just go to show, to see the fortune. Pando or Indradumna Maharaj, he is distributing prasadam of Jagannatham in great style, and how Ganga is the process of worshipping of Narayana there. Go and even appreciate. He went there and also found that the king extensively increased with all his resources for the worship of the Narayana there. And approached him, you are so fortunate in this world. What we can do, Brahmin? This is nothing. But if you just want to see how devotion should be practiced, you go to Brahma there. And he went to Brahma, and there also, this Karma Mishra, Bhakti in his highest campaign, he found Indra and Brahma. To Indra and then to Brahma. So when Shruti also, in praise of Brahma, he was most fortunate. Brahma guided him, and then perhaps it is the position of Narada. Narada approached Brahma. Narada was Brahma's son and also disciple. He told how great you are, how fortunate you are. You were entrusted by Narayana himself to for the management of the whole of the Brahmanda. And sometimes you were visiting him for the guidance of the administration of the Brahmanda. You are so fortunate that in Shruti also find some portion which is engaged in your singing your glory. Brahma was perpetuated this time. What do you say, Narada? You are pumping me in false pride. Did I not say to you that I am nothing, I am a small creature in the hand of Narayana? Rather, I am engaged in external activity. I have no time that I can look to my devotional aspect of self, the interest of my devotional life. My Lord has rather deceived me, engaging myself in such a busy matter. Not fortunate. Rather, you go to Mahadeva. Mahadeva, Shiva. He does not care for anything of this world, as a loop, indifferent. And he has got his aim towards Narayana. His devotion towards Ram, Chandra. Very fond of Ram Nama, Parvati Devi. She is also helping him in discharging his devotional life. Very happy. And then he went to Mahadeva. Narada began to chant in praise of Shiva, that he is master of the world. And the Vedas also are
sing leaders also sing glory to him. So he holds the highest position this way. And Shiva, he was rather very excited and a little angry. What do you say, Narada? I am more indifference and knowledge and penance. These hold my better portion. What little I have got for devotional service to Narayana, that is very negligible. Sometimes even I have got such apathetic speed to Narayana that I go to fight with him in favor of my favorite disciples. So I am disgusted with my position. Penance, power, siddhi, then indifference to the world, that is my so after this, this is Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Brahma is the ideal of Karma Mishra, and Mahadev is the type of Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Some sort of independent, some affinity for independent position, not 100% acceptance of the slavery of Narayana, that is the service of Narayana. If you really want to experience what is Shuddha Bhakti, go to Prahlada. There you will find Shuddha Bhakti. In this way, it has been directed to us to trace Shuddha Bhakti beginning with Prahlada. Because Prahlada does not want anything. No sabhetra sabai bonik, he said. Whoever doing something for the satisfaction of Narayana wants anything in return, he is not a servant, he is a merchant. Giving and taking, giving something and to take some price for that. So, Prahlad, Shuddha Bhakti. And the only through the devotee of Narayana one can have Shuddha Bhakti. All these peculiar achievements in the devotional world you can find from Prahlada Maharaja, Shuddha Bhakti. But that is of Shanta Rasa, not actual service, but perfect adherence to Maharaja under all circumstances. Whatever be the unfavorable condition in the environment, but he's standing to the faith that Narayana is all and all, and he is our master. So Prahlad, Shantarasa, and Chatushana also to be reckoned there, Shantarasa Bhakti. Then when Narada went to Prahlad, Prahlad is Narada's disciple, still to taste Narada is approaching to give us the measurement in the devotional world, the standard. Narada approaching Prahlad says that I have come to see you, Prahlad. Mahadev also is he appreciates your position. You are really the devotee of Narayana, Krishna. So you are very fortunate. I have come to see how you are. Prahlad told Gurudev, you are all in all. You have come to taste me. What devotion I have got by your taste. I am born in a demon family, so the demonic qualities have not left me exclusively. Don't you know that in Vrindavana I went to fight with Narayana Vishnu? I repent for that. But what to do? He has given me such position. I can't have the privilege of direct service to him. Only mentally I think of him, that he is everything. But I am devoid of any practical service, rendering practical service to him. That fortune I have not got. Hanuman, he is really a devotee. How fortunate he is. What great service he gave to Ramachandra. Ramachandra. I envy his situation. But what to do? His distinction must be, is absolute and must be accepted by us. But Hanuman's position really is an enviable one. How attached to his master he is, and what magnitude of service he has done for his master. Then from there Narada went to visit Hanuman in Kadadiva. When Narada is approaching towards Hanuman's residence, taking in Vinajantam, Rama, 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 Hanuman suddenly hearing the name of his master from some other quarter, he jumped towards that direction. And even in the sky, he embraced Narada. Oh, who is helping me to hear the Ramanamo after so long a time? The song Ramanamo is enlivening me as I was dying without hearing Ramanamo. And both tears were running down from the eyes of both of them. And then Narada came to that Hanuman's quarter, began to praise his fortune. How fortunate you are, Hanuman. You served Ramachandram so much intimately. And you do not know anything but your master, Ramachandra. Great service you render to Ramachandra. That has become an ideal for the whole of the world in this way. Hanumanji told, yes, Ramachandra. By his grace, I was able to do something, but it is all his grace. I have nothing, no words. But now that Ramachandra has come as Krishna, but I can't like any other incarnation but Ramachandra. But I hear from distance that how Krishna, who is Ramachandra himself, he is showing his favor to the Pandavas. Pandavas are very fortunate. Like a friend, like an intimate friend, he is dealing with the Pandava. So, I have great appreciation for the fortune of the Pandava. This way he began to preach Pandava's fortune. Then Narada, leaving him, went to the Pandava. And there found Yudhishthira Maharaj on the throne and began to sing the glory of the devotees and the Pandava, how they are friendly in the relation with Krishna, how fortunate they are. Yudhishthira Maharaj came out, "What do you say, Devashi?" "Devashi, of course, Krishna favors us. We can't deny that. But what is our position? We have no position at all." On the other hand, this is my I feel every now and then that for us, seeing the example, looking at the example of us, the Pandava, the people won't come to serve Krishna, because they will calculate that being so intimate friend of Krishna, Pandava, the whole of their life they had to pass through different troubles and dangers. So to become Krishna Bhakta means the whole life to suffer under trouble. So I am afraid that thinking of us, one would not venture to approach Krishna. That devotion to Krishna means suffering like the Pandavas in the whole of their life. Devaki Narada told, no, don't, we don't look from that angle of vision. But what is danger or affliction to Pandava? That what is the meaning of that? That is the messenger that Krishna is coming. The danger in the Pandava, with the Pandava, is nothing but the messenger, that to say that Krishna coming to you. So your mother also told, "Vibhadasvanti tasvasya tattva tattva jagat guru bhavatu sanam yadda tapunam bhavadasvam." That famous statement of Kunti Devi, your mother, stands there. She says, "Let those dangers may come, may visit me always. I don't care for that, because that brings Krishna very closer to us. So we rather like the danger which brings Krishna to our intimate and close position." So Pandava says, "Yes, Krishna visits us now and then in the time of our dire need. But how the Jadu, they are fortunate, for Krishna is always with them. Always with them. How? They do not care for any other power in the world. Proud of their Master Krishna, and how closely connected with them, very fortunate." Then Narada went to the Yadu, and they began to chant many things in their praise. They told, "What do you say, Devashi Narada? He is with us, of course, we can't say, and in time very dangerous, he wants to leave for us. But how much we care for him? We are living independently, careless about his existence. But Uddhava Maharshi, he is really his favorite. Whatever Krishna does, he consults with Uddhava. And whatever his very confidential things, Uddhava is present there. And in every case, it's very thick and thin with Uddhava. We envy his fortune, Uddhava. Then Narada went to Uddhava. Uddhava hearing, you are the most favorite of Krishna. Krishna says, even what to speak of other devotees, even he holds you higher than his own life, gives you such higher position, so intimate, even more than his own life, he says. Yes, of course, out of his causeless benevolence, he might have said like that. But I don't think that I am his real devotee, especially after visiting Vrindavan, my all pride has been melted away. What sort of devotee? The serving spirit, the love, the intensity of the love towards Krishna I found in Vrindavan. They will see, I am nowhere. You know that statement. It is recorded in Bhagavatam, where I disclosed my heart fully, that what sort of, what quality of love I found in the damsels of the Vrindavan towards Krishna, that I could not but aspire that I want to be born in Vrindavan in the form of a shrub or a grass, so that the feed dust of those divine damsels may easily touch my head. So what do you say? They will see. If you like to see the real devotion, the real love, divine, you go to Vrindavan. Don't put us in awkward position, saying that we possess devotion to Krishna. This is rather Vidrup Kekivara. Vidrup. This is rather Makari. That we possess, we are devotees to Krishna. This is rather. To hear this, to say this, that is a Makari. A foundationless utterance. Devotee Prabhupada in Lord Krishna, we found, I found in Vrindavan. In this way, Sanatana Goswami tries his best to take us through the path, the gradual development of the devotion towards Krishna. So, what was your Krishna? Prahlad. Prahlad has been accepted as the basis of Shuddha Bhakti, the beginning of Shuddha Bhakti, because there is Shanta Rasa. Above that, there is Dasya Rasa. Above that, there is Dasya Rasa Hanuman, Shukha Rasa Pandava, and Uddhava, somewhat Shukha, connecting with Vatsalya and Madhura. In this way, the adherence, the devotion, our near adherence towards Krishna runs in this way to Vrindavan. And the acne is there. Ramananda Sambhad also we find. Tedbhasta pasupala pankajadishasta bhupishar adhika. And Radharani is devotion, and service is categorically different from that of the gopis. Then what type of serving spirit is to be found there That is unaccountable, inconceivable. Sutibhi vimigyan. The Vedas, the Rishi that saw the Veda mantram, that is eternal. They are not creator of mantram or Veda. They are only seer. They are seer, they are feeder of the current. And they are noting. That is Sruti. The knowledge which is contained in the Sruti, in the Veda, that is not created by anything, that is eternal. When passing, they are onlookers and they are recorders. Sutuhi Bhimigyan. Those Sruti, Veda, that has come to reveal the fundamental truth underlying the whole creation, they are only they are inquisitive of something, inquiring something. What is that thing they do not know? They don't know. The highest revelation, whatever so long come down in the world, that are only seeking, searching for the real reality, but they have not come in connection with Sudhibhi Vimigyan. That is Krishna Bhakti, Vrija Bhakti, and Mahaprabhu Kirim Srimad Bhagavatam. Kirim with quality of that type of adherence to the truth, unconditional surrender and adherence and the searching and the serving attitude. Searching that fortune, seeking that fortune of serving the truth. Such higher type of truth is existence, that if we can be a seeker after that, we may consider ourselves to be the highest holder of highest fortune, possessor of highest fortune. We can really post themselves in the path of that path leading to that truth. And surrender, self-surrender, that is the very basis and the degree of surrender. Surrender, atmanivedan, whatever beautiful and valuable we think we come across, we cannot but surrender ourselves to that. That is the criteria. If anything higher come across within our vicinity, our appreciation means our surrendering to that. So according to the degree of surrender, we have to measure that what sort of quality of the truth we have come across. That can be traced, that can be measured only according to degree of our surrender. That what sort of truth we have come in connection with, that can be measured only with the intensity of our surrender. How much we could surrender to what I have come in connection with. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nirai Gaur Hari Bol, Nirai Gaur Hari Bol, Nirai Gaur Hari Bol, Nirai Gaur Hari Bol. Can't come back. And no satisfaction one can feel that I have got. No trace of such satisfaction that I have achieved. Never. Degree and the magnitude, the sweetness, the inner sweetness of the truth, and its infinite characteristic is such. It attracts, it can attract to the highest degree. The Jagnapatni, when that wanted the wife of a Brahmin in the Yajna. Some ladies are going to have a darshan of Krishna, And the one Brahmin came and the opposite place, stopped his wife. No, I won't allow you to go with them to Sri Krishna. He stopped his body, but the life expired. The life expired, the dead body remained there. The life ran. There's so much attraction she felt to have a darshan of Krishna. Immediately, lifeless body stood there, and the life vanished. Beauty, really beautiful. Beauty absorbs us. Maya bodies, they say that the Brahma absorbs the individual soul so much that we cannot have any trace of that. But this is artificial conception of absorption. The real absorption, idea of absorption, the reality, the existence of the fear of the truth is not done away with. It is there, but it is with life he is absorbed. So absorption, so attraction, that become one being separate, maintaining separate existence also, always one, full of Krishna consciousness. The highest degree, maintaining, showing to the world. Hare Krishna. That oneness of Mayavadi, that is, of course, crossed in the beginning. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma No Shochiti No Bhamsati. There, it is eliminated that I am one with. I am one with Brahma. But here, the attraction, union, and separation, and different lila, past tense, still oneness, cannot but think anything else. It's the lila to maintain the stage and the process of lila is can be kept, can be maintained. No complete absorption and the oneness and everything finished, not that thing. Lila is also eternal, his name, his roop, his gun, his parikar, his lila, all eternal. It is a dynamic thing, not a static one. Union and separation also, there is union. In every stages, the unity is there. But still, because the lila, the past things, the dynamic character requires this to be such. Otherwise, his self-giving and devotees, God attainment would have been impossible. Gaur Hari Bol, Nidhai. Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Akhayananda Maharaj, how is your health? Some trouble in the ear? Godhari, Godhari, Godhari. Jai Godhari, Godhari. Jai Godhari, Godhari. When I entered Gaudiya Math, first I got Sharanagati, and he was so sweet to me that I purchased some coffees and distributed them with my friends. For the four pice.
Four pice.
And I distributed them with my friends.
Sharanagati for 4 paise.
Sharanagati. They were compiled by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bengali.
Yeah.
Sharanagati, a small book.
Oh, yes.
A 4 paise at that time.
Yeah.
I distributed it with my friends. So sweet. It touched my heart. And here is Krishna. Krishna Katha is Krishna himself. Who can speak about Krishna? Arupsaya. Sharanagati.
We have your book also with tikka that you have given, some tikka. I have that book also, Sharanagati, with your own comments there. Yes, it is very helpful.
I composed it in Nandagram, Harim.
Krishna Raj Babaji.
I live.